So today we're wrapping up a year's worth of coverage in Iraq. Now, earlier we spoke to Dr. Lubna Naji about life in Baghdad in 2010. And we're also going to be talking to Caitlin Waters. She's the proud army wife and mother of two. Her husband just returned from Iraq 2 days before Christmas. And we spoke with Caitlin many times throughout 2010. And we're happy to have her back today. Caitlin, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, your husband's just returned home just before Christmas. Can you describe that moment? What was it like?
It was intense. It was nerve-wracking. I was really nervous, and nerve-wracking is really one of the main things that it was. It was exciting.
And we've had you on the program lots of times, going back all the way through May. And now that he's back, how did he tell you about the time that he's been away? What has he told you?
He hasn't really told me anything a lot yet. He's just trying to get back into the groove of being home. He'll talk about it, but he just kind of, he wants to get home and get fully acclimated before he actually starts talking about it, probably.
Now, is he back to stay? I hate to ask this question, but is he back home and he's done? He's not going to go back?
He's done with his deployment, but he's never done with the military until he, you know, resigns or is discharged.
We go back over the last year. You always give us a really tangible idea of what it's like to be in a military family. Can you tell us about the most difficult times that you've had?
The most difficult times were probably when I had to face my miscarriage by myself, or when I had to put the crib together and that took me 9 hours, or when I had to move our entire family almost by myself. Also, when I had no vehicle because something broke down on it, and the day he came home on leave, he moved 3 things and it worked. There's other things. I mean, I had to face the death of my grandmother alone. So the death of family members, along with, you know, my miscarriages, as well as other things. My children's birthdays were one of them. He was home for the youngest one, but the oldest one, he wasn't here for. He constantly was asking, where's Daddy? Is Daddy going to be home for my birthday? You know, why isn't Daddy here? I mean, and then he kind of grasped the fact that, you know, he knew that his dad was off fighting a war, but it was still just really hard for him to know that he wasn't going to be there to help celebrate his birthday. And, you know, missing our anniversary was something else that was, you know, kind of heartbreaking to me. So those were some of the hardest points, I think, in our relationship.
Caitlin, you're going to make the listeners cry this morning. That's a terrible year, or is that more of a typical year for an army wife?
No, definitely not. I mean, it can be at some aspects, but this year was just extremely an overload, I think.
And when your hubby's home and you're doing normal things, is such a thing as normal life once he gets home? Or are you trying to speed go for everything so that you actually make the most of the time that he's with you?
You try to make the most of the time that he is with you, because you never know when you're going to get that white envelope in the letter in the mail, or white packet. But you really just make the most of everything that you possibly can, because you never know the next moment when he gets that phone call that says, hey, we need you, and he's gone.
We always talk about Iraq on the show, which is why we come back to you so often. When he hears about Iraq on the news, does he recognize what he's hearing? Does he feel that he's part of that? Or does he have a completely different view of what's happening on the ground?
He has a completely different view of what's going on the ground. When he was home on leave, we heard something about Iraq, and he was like, that's weird, because you would never hear that over there. You know, you hear something completely different and you see something completely different, he said. So.
And then in terms of what's happened in this past year, how has he summed it up? How has he felt that he's made an impact on what's happened in Iraq?
Oh, that's
just little glimpses of it, perhaps. Are you seeing, is he giving you more positive feedback, or is it negative?
Yeah. No, he's always been a positive person. He always takes somewhat of a negative situation and attempts to make it positive. In the long run, he said that he sees the people standing back on their feet and getting back to where they should be, you know, because he saw the people, he saw the shopkeepers, he saw people who lived there, and he knew that, you know, they were willing to you know, have the will to stand back up and, you know, become Iraq again and become the people who they knew before all this happened. So
we always ask our guests at this time of year to sort of look ahead and give us a prediction for 2011 as an army wife and knowing where your husband may or may not be next year. What are you looking at for 2011 in Iraq and how your family is going to evolve?
That's a difficult question because you never can really predict the future. You only have the moments that you have right in front of you. And so it's hard for me to answer that. The only thing I can really look forward to is my graduation in May.
Right.
And I know he'll be home for that.
Yay.
Yeah. And so that's about the only thing right now that I can say. If it comes to Iraq, I have no idea. I know that he's probably not going to be going back to Iraq. But I can't sit there and say that he won't because, you know, at the moment's changed, everything could alter and he could be gone again. So
the holidays, if you could sum up the holidays with your husband, with your kids, the end of what sounds like a terrible, traumatic year, how have the holidays been?
Very relaxing and peaceful and something that has been waiting to happen because it's been a long time coming because it was nice just to wake up Christmas morning and have him here and you know, and I feel really bad for the wives that didn't have their husbands home, you know, and that's, my heart went out to them Christmas morning, but it was really nice just to, I didn't feel like I had to be super mom all in one standing. You know, I had help. I had my husband, you know, my boys had their father, and it was just really nice.
Well, Caitlin Waters, you're a super mom to us. Thank you for always letting us check in with you to see what life's like as part of a military family. We wish you all the best and a much better 2011. Caitlin Waters is a proud Army wife, mother of two. Happy New Year.
No, Happy New Year to you too.
Also, all day today, we've been following the weather that's crippled the East Coast. John Hockenberry snowed in today because of it, but what's the story where you are?
My name is Maren Peterson. I'm calling from Appleton, Wisconsin. I'm from New York and was scheduled to fly back there from Chicago today in early afternoon, but my flight was canceled by the time I woke up this morning. The soonest they could get me back to New York is Wednesday night, so I came back to Wisconsin where my family is, and I'm staying with them for the next 3 days.
Yay, more family time. That could be good or could be bad. Listeners have also been texting us. Carrick in Newton, Massachusetts says that the need to keep warm and work from home while kid is at home with no school or daycare. And Anthony from Warwick, Rhode Island, texts that he's facing more than a foot of snow and still on his way to work. I'm going 40 miles per hour on the highway. And listener in Oklahoma City texts, on December the 24th, we had a blizzard here similar to what Minnesota and the Northeast Coast received last week. It's paralyzed central Oklahoma for 2 days. I had to deliver mail in it. Well, congratulations for you getting through that. What's your report? Text the word snow to 69866. I'm Femi OK, in for John and Celeste today.